From the former United States, now known as Femalesian 4, you're listening to Rockmore 100FM.com's podcast, The 8th Year Show.
Greetings, everyone, and welcome to the latest podcast. It's 4:06 a.m. I'm getting ready to try to sleep here in a minute, as I've been up all night. You're going to notice some changes to the podcast. I have been reading up on this thing about, well, I ran into this video, and it was talking about how you shouldn't even use even 10 seconds of a song. I didn't really think much about this because I was... Well, I've listened to talk radio all my life, and you know, they have the bumper music on there. And I just thought it was fair use. I know YouTube was bitches about everything, but I thought that... But then I got to reading it might be a legal issue, so I'm going to retire all bumpers with mainstream songs. And I have went to this website that lets you use these common, whatever they call those... Creative Commons songs. It's not going to be the songs that I like, unfortunately. It's not going to be the rock and roll that I like. Indeed, I am thinking about, since this music is commercial free, or in other words, royalty free, I'm thinking about opening up The Duck as a streaming radio station that will play 9 commercialized songs and my own music and of course my podcasts. Now I will have to edit all my old episodes, which I have 81 now, and get them ready for the new formats if I do this thing about the radio station Rock and Roll 100FM.com The Duck. The Duck won't be the same, unfortunately, because it won't be able to play anything major or anything that requires a license. But if I do launch this station, I will be interested in getting other bands that maybe want to introduce themselves. It's not a cover. It is original material. And this isn't a decided thing yet. I haven't even, I'm looking into starting a radio station for The Duck, for the podcast, and for 9 commercialized music, meaning it's got Creative Commons or I have permission to play it. That's pretty much the direction of the APS show and the podcast. Is from now on, you will hear, like right now, I've got 2 new bumpers that I made. You've already heard the intro, and you will hear the new outro. It's basically saying, see you later or something like that. Be back later. I think it's called Be Back Later. And the first track, something about something in hell, because that's basically what our world is. It's in hell right now. The hell is going to get worse as time goes along. Trump's making it a little better for the United States. He's trying to anyway. He's got opposition at every corner. I'm not going to talk long this morning. I just wanted to get this thing started. It's because this is the first time I've actually had a chance. I've been working on these songs all night and downloading them and trying to get the bumpers made. I rested for a little bit because, you know, it's late and I couldn't go to sleep. So I just, well, I got up and started working on them again. That's life for me. I don't sleep much, especially at night. Sometimes I don't even sleep at day or night. That's what insomnia does to you. I'm recording this thing on my old laptop that has mysteriously started working. And it's mysteriously started working after Apple gets sued for slowing down Apple phones. And this thing is a Best Buy thing. Now the other Best Buy, the newer Best Buy computer, actually quit working. It's completely messed up. The Windows won't even boot. It's basically for the garbage. They were supposed to repair it, but I never did receive my box to ship it back in. And now the warranty is out on it, so it's just gone. But this thing has miraculously working better than it ever worked. So you know what I'm thinking? I'm thinking Best Buy, because we all know that story broke last year around the time I started doing podcasting about Best Buy having the Geek Squad go in these computers and mess around in them and make them NSA compliant. And I'm sure the rest of them are too. They just ain't got caught. But it is so funny that this computer, and I shouldn't really say something because it'll probably be open to striking again. But rest assured it'll quit working again because I mentioned it. Because that's just the way things work with these creepy people. Still, it's funny how, and plus we're past the Christmas season. Notice my other computer started giving problems around the Christmas season too, and I have a feeling this thing will quit working during the Christmas season next year, if it makes that long. It's a pretty old PC now, 2000. Well, my father was still alive when I got it. I don't think he was still alive by the time I got the red one. So this one's been around for quite a bit now. It just didn't work for a long time. It actually, when I bought the new one, it actually powered down and would not power back on. But after it stayed unplugged for a week, it finally come back on. And even then, I couldn't get it to work because right before I bought the tablet PC, it actually would not do anything. I mean, I would click buttons and nothing would work. I'd type the keys and nothing would work. Everything was slow. And now, all of a sudden, it's miraculously tick-tocking away perfectly. After the Christmas season, and after I didn't buy another PC from them, and I'll never buy one again, so it won't do them any good to slow it down, because I will not never buy another Best Buy computer again. They're off my limits. They're off my list. They're on the shit list, as that old song from L7 used to say. They're on the shit list. And by the way, Facebook, I am seeing a meme, and I don't know if it's true or not, floating around saying that their commercials or their people who sponsor their site has paid for a more family-friendly, like they really give a damn about family. These people have spent their eternities trying to break up families. They want to separate husbands from wives and children from parents and all this other stuff. They don't give two shits about being family-oriented. Who are they kidding? They're just wanting to stifle free speech. And I know maybe people shouldn't blatantly cuss, and some people do, and them radical liberals, indeed that is how I got so bad in my language. I started mocking them. And I've told this story many a times last year. And I'm trying to clean it up. I'm doing a pinch better. And it still slips out every once in a while. And indeed, just yesterday, I started mocking them again and started realizing I was saying that dreaded F word again that I don't hardly use and didn't hardly use until I started mocking these creeps and just yelled it out at Obama because I got tired. I said enough is enough. I'm so sick of the Obama worship. I mean, there's still people actually saying he was a great president. There's people still saying that he done great things for America. Trump is trying to fix America. Be it, they call him a racist. They call him all these other things, hateful. And sure, he might get mean. Who cares? The whole world is mean. And you know the most racist people of racist? It's people like Barack Obama that stirs up racial wars. Now that's what you call racist. And I saw Cynthia McKinney post on her Facebook the other day about it being the anniversary of Barack Obama and them getting rid of Muammar Gaddafi, killing his family and killing Libya, messing up Libya. Now, Libya was no friend of the United States. And indeed, Reagan actually went to war with them for Beirut years ago or something like that, and actually struck Gaddafi's house, killed one of his children, or maybe two, I don't remember. I think it was at least one or two. It's been a long time ago. I'm doing that way off memory, and I remember that story. So Gaddafi was no friend, but he didn't deserve that. And from what I could tell, he treated his people. He kept them. He was trying to create a gold standard for the Africa. And, well, New World Order couldn't have that. I don't know what they're going to do with all these cryptocurrencies propping up. That's a very popular subject, especially in talk radio. I don't know what they're going to do. They'll find some way to get rid of it. Because how can the beast rise and say he's got only one currency when there's all kinds of other currencies going around? Of course, I don't really know how to stop it. Because these tech people, well, the Bible is the Bible, and it was written by God, so chances are it's going to pan out just like he says it's going to pan out. That means this beast is going to use some very supernatural powers to control people. Because these tech people are smart. They can build their own ways of doing things. They could even build their own internet if they wanted to, but I guess with that supernatural beast, there's not really much you can do about that. This is 11 minutes into the new podcast, number 81, and we'll feature the brand new music. And I'm sad about this. I don't really want to do it. I really think it should be fair use. I mean, I really don't. I mean, I wouldn't probably really care if somebody used 10 seconds of my song. It would just be promotion, you know. I mean, really, that's all it would be. I mean, I don't know why they have such a fit about that. Of course, I know it's really about not having attached to people that they don't approve of. That's really what it's all about. It's like when politicians go out here and they campaign with these people's songs and then they sue them. Or they command that they stop using it, even if they sometimes pay the royalties. Trump paid the royalties and was still done that way. It should just be fair usage. I mean, really, what is 10 seconds of a clip, even if the podcast is downloaded? I mean, what's these people going to do? Just take, and usually they play things over it, like they have their call letters if they're on a radio station. And if it's just a regular home-based podcast, there's no radio station, and they usually have it branded with a website, and it says you're listening to such and such a show. I mean, really, what can anybody do with that? That's not a physical violation. If I was a judge, and I'm telling you judges out there, if they start doing this kind of things, y'all need to throw the cases out of court. Because these bums have controlled things way too much. It's bad enough they're piping their jaws off about Donald Trump all the time. Like this Billy Joe, whatever his name is, from Green Day. I forgot his last name. He's proven he's an idiot. And they say hate Trump, and they all just hate Trump. They don't even probably know the reasons why they hate Trump. Except for that old rhetoric about him being racist and all this other stuff, which isn't true. The wall has nothing to do with race. It's about nationality. Just like Islam has nothing to do with race. It's about a radical that would put each and every one of them dirty. This is how they would see them. Dirty infidel rock stars. Madonna and all of them. They would line them up. And ISIS would take care of them. Or any other group that they call themselves. I choicefully, just because I have rebellious rock roots myself and have created things that would be very, very offensive to Islam. I reject it, but I reject it as a Christian also. And no, I'm not a perfect one, but I am a Christian. I believe in Jesus. I believe Jesus is God. I've accepted myself as a sinner. I will go on record for saying that, so nobody won't never have to worry when they're burying me that they didn't have a testimony that I believed in Jesus Christ. That's a very important subject, by the way, because they had the preacher up there preaching about my daddy and stuff, but I wasn't sure about him because I actually heard him deny Jesus as deity. And I didn't get to talk to him again, so I can't. During them final, I mean, what he talked to me about the last day I listened to him, he was going through his days. He worked as a cashier or you know, as a manager and all that, and that was mostly what he talked about. And he told me about how he always kept his gun beside him, even if the business didn't allow it, he'd just get fired because and when he couldn't actually keep it with him, where they just forbid it, he parked his car outside his van so he could try to get to it. And that was one of the last things that he told me. So I didn't really just get to discuss that, and I should have probably took the chance because Peacock always hammers at Pastor Peacock. He don't like doing funerals unless he knows that those people believed in Jesus. I do believe in Jesus. I do accept Jesus as guide, and Jesus as the Messiah, and Jesus as the Savior, and Jesus is the only way to heaven, too. That's something even old Billy Graham won't tell you. That Jesus is the only way. And that offends people. That offends Islam. That offends everybody. And I'm sure there'll be somebody that's listening to my podcast that will get offended by that statement, but I don't care, because it's truth. Truth is truth. And like I said, I'm going to have to close this thing here in a minute. That's my testimony. Yes, I believe in Jesus Christ. I may not be perfect, and I may have done things that people would, like, get hateful with people. They would think, well, you're not a Christian. No, it's got nothing. You don't have to do anything to be a Christian. You're saved. Once you're saved, you won't get any kind of thing to show in heaven for it. Wood, hay, and stubble, and nakedness, or no robes to cover up, or whatever, at judgment day. But you can't lose your salvation. You're just like the thief on the cross who was in paradise just for asking Jesus to remember him. So, that's it. That's pretty much all I'm going to say right now. I will be back in a little bit, probably after I get some sleep, to maybe cover some news and close this thing out. So you're listening to the APS show, and here's my handles, APFNS at Twitter, as long as I'm there, APSRmusic at gab.ai, and I'm going to start using that gab.ai more, just like I said, and APSRmusic on Instagram. I always, even though I don't really like the social medias, I always plug them. Okay, here is some coverage of the news, or I'm going to start on coverage of the news, and this is from Infowars.com, or appearing on Infowars.com, but it is from the Washington Times, and it was from January 6th, 2000, and that's been a couple of days ago, 2018, and is Roger Stone. Sessions made catalytic mistake with marijuana policy change. Trump has said he supports states' rights when it comes to marijuana. Attorney General Jeff Sessions made a catalytic mistake by rescinding Obama-era federal marijuana policies, according to Roger Stone, President Trump's former campaign advisor. Mr. Stone, the president's campaign advisor through August 2015, criticized the Attorney General's recent decision to roll back marijuana protections during a luncheon Friday at the Tiger Bay Club of Central Florida, the Orlando Sentinel reported afterwards. Jeff Sessions is making a cataclysmic mistake, Mr. Stone told attendees. According to the newspaper, my question is, has he chimed in with his boss? Trump said he supports states' rights when it comes to the legalization of marijuana. The Department of Justice has outlawed marijuana for decades, but the Obama administration put in place policies that allowed dozens of states to legalize the plant without prompting federal interference. Let me guess, this is one of Obama's big victories, I would assume, for the people who are prostituting legalization of marijuana. And you know what I think? I think that just like we should tone down the drugs that cause panic attacks and mental breakdowns and suicides and stuff like that, I think we should keep in place rules on marijuana as well. But then a lot of these people holler that marijuana should be legal because these drugs are legal. Uh-uh. They should both be shelved. And if there is a good chemical that people can treat themselves with in that supposedly God-made herb, when there's plenty of poisonous herbs out there that are bad for men, that supposed natural drug that people put junk in, just like the rest of them, it's a gateway drug, 5 times likely to cause cancer compared to 1 cigarette. Jeff Sessions is right. Michael Savage is right when he goes on about this stuff. Yes, I'm a supporter of state rights. States' rights, and hopefully Georgia will never have this crap legal here. These people are just a bunch of potheads. They're going to get offended by me saying that, but I don't care. These people are just a bunch of potheads. And I don't even know why. I don't even like the sound of it. I mean, just the sound of the word bothers me. But to each his own, I guess. And I know I'm not going to get any kind of popularity by saying so, because we live in a world with a bunch of drug addicts, but wrong is wrong. And marijuana is wrong. New bill would force Nebraska to guarantee free speech on campus. That's good. These are just some headlines. I'm just going to read the headlines here. These are breaking news. Latest deranged media talking point. Trump cannot read. Steve Watson, Infowars.com. That was January 5th. You can tell they've had the weekend off. Trump asked Congress for $18 billion to expand Mexico border wall. That's good. The Hill. John Bowden. January 5th, 2018, and the Trump administration is seeking $33 billion in total. New bill would force campus, and I don't read this, force U Nebraska to guarantee free speech on campus. Rachel Farmer, Free Bacon, and it's January 5th, 2018. Bill introduced following harassment of conservative students by university staff. Vermont moving towards legalizing marijuana with House of Representatives vote. See, here we go. More of this pumping that trashy leaf. As Masha Basile, IBT Times, January 5th, 2018. After the final review, the bill will be sent to the Vermont governor's desk for approval. If I was a governor, I'd veto it. Egypt's Grand Mufti says Bitcoin unlawful under Islamic Sharia. Of course it is. Mikhail Thalin, January 5th, 2018. Fatwa issued against cryptocurrencies by Shasky Alam. U.S. suspends at least $900 million in security aid to Pakistan. Reuters, January 5th, 2018. Pakistan criticized what it called shift and go points. Live sessions. Reefer madness threatens states' rights. Infowars.com. Where Republicans and Democrats unite to defend the states from federal overreach. Maybe it is a federal overreach. I don't know. But I know one thing. It stinks like hell. Trump posed to take action on Medicaid work requirements. Peter Sullivan, The Hill, January 5th, 2018. Guidelines will set conditions for allowing states to add work requirements to Medicaid programs. Why does work requirements need to be, oh, it's Medicaid, not Medicare. Okay, never mind. That would fit in the welfare. But the point of it is there's people out there that need Medicaid that aren't on welfare. Like mine got cut out when mine got switched to Social Security from disability. Some of mine got cut out, and I've hurt ever since. I can't even afford to go to the doctor. Everybody's not a welfare bum. And these people, they don't think nothing about spending on war and all this other stuff, but yet they always take away programs to the people. North South Korea to meet for talks Tuesday. Max Greenwood, The Hill, January 5th, 2018. The meeting is set to take place on Tuesday in the border village of Pusanamajan. I can't pronounce it. U.S. Muslim population expanding rapidly. Of course, WND, January 5th, 2018. Growing by 100,000 each year. That is no shock. Stock scale, new record highs. Dollars struck. Tommy Wax, Reuters, January 5th, 2018. There's little impediment for continued gains whilst economic conditions that we've seen over the last few years and months will continue. Texas County threatened with lawsuit for concealing non-citizen voters' records. Joe Scusafo, Free Bacon, January 5th, 2018. Bexar County, one of the most populous in the country. New study shows past research on rising ocean temps built on faulty science. As Chris White, Daily Caller, January 5th, 2018. This method is a radically new way to measure change in the total ocean heat. Breitbart should consider ousting Bannon, White House spokesman Sanders said. Fox News, January 5th, 2018. Bannon's ship continues to sink. Buchanan, fireball in the night for the Alitola. Fireball in the night for the Alitola. Buchanan.org, January 5th, 2018. U.S. should avoid war, let regime collapse originally, organically. Judicial Watch, at least 18 classified emails on convicted felon Weiner's laptop. CNS News, January 5th, 2018. The Weiner emails emphasize the need for the Justice Department to conduct a fresh, serious investigation of Hillary Clinton's and Huma Abedin's obvious violations of the law. Trump dubs Bannon Sloppy Steve. CNS News, January 5th, 2018. I authorized zero access to White House. Actually turned him down many times for either of this phony book. There's a lot of stuff here. Solid U.S. job growth expected in December. Wages he can't see rising. Reuters, January 5th, 2018. The Trump's economy building steam into promising 2018. And that's what counts more than anything. People criticize Trump for everything, but he's building up the economy and everything else, and that's making America great again, whether you people like it or not. Comey's original Hillary Clinton email memo suggested possible felony violations. Breitbart, January 5th, 2018. The original Comey memo concluded that it was reasonably likely that Clinton's private server was accessed or hacked by hostile entities. Yell, shriek, tells lawmakers Trump is uncontainable. Going to unravel in the renewed 25th Amendment push. Zero hedge. January 5th, 2018. Nearly a year later, Democrats and never Trumpers are still working on a soft palace coup with the assistance of the mainstream media. Reports. FBI launches new Clinton Foundation investigation. Looks into emails. Chris Mahanan. Information Liberation. January 5th, 2018. It's about damn time. Strong earthquakes hits San Francisco and Mount St. Helens, and experts warn there may be foreshocks for something larger. Michael Snyder, a comet collapsed January 5th, 2018, and when the day arrives, are you ready for what will happen next? And let me pause this for a second, because I'm going to look up a story that happened yesterday in our very area about an earthquake. It was 2 point something, but I'm going to look up the full info. This is from WRCV in Chattanooga, Tennessee, and it was from 20 hours ago, and it is update. Slight earthquakes rattles wakes North Georgia. And I'm trying to get the story. It's like every other thing. These pages just don't work. I get so sick of dealing with these websites that will not load. And there it is, if I can ever get it to load. Posted January 7th, 2018 at 8:17 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. It was updated by WRCV staff. Fort Oberthorpe, Georgia, WRCV update. Instead of an alarm clock, some people woke up to a small earthquake Sunday morning. It happened just before 5 a.m. We heard and felt a big boom, Kitty Wright described. Wright lives in Ringo, Georgia, Ringo near the epicenter of the earthquake. However, she wasn't sure exactly what it was at first. I mean, my first thought was thunder, or from a thunderstorm. Then I was like, no, that wasn't anything in the forecast. There wasn't anything in the forecast for that, Wright said. Chattanooga meteorologist Brittany Begg said that the earthquake was rather small, at a magnitude of 2.4. To put that into perspective, an earthquake that causes damage usually has a magnitude of 4 or 5, according to the United States Geological Survey. But that too is pretty scary, because that's getting close to the damage and levels. And just like I was reading a while ago, that story was saying that big things may be on the higher horizon. And here is the previous story before they edited it. At 4:53 a.m. this morning, Sunday, a small 2.4 magnitude earthquake woke several residents in downtown Chattanooga in East Ridge, Tennessee. The earthquake epicenter occurred in Indian Springs, Georgia, just south of Graysville. Indian Springs is approximately 5 miles from East Ridge and 12.6 miles from Chattanooga. No damage has been reported. Earthquakes are measured by their magnitude using the Richter scale. Here is the Richter scale. 2.5 or less, usually not felt, but can be recorded on a seismograph. 2.5 to 2.4, often felt, but only causes minor damage. 5.0 to 6.0, slight damage to buildings and structures. 6.1 to 6.9 may cause a lot of damage in a very populated areas. 7.0 to 7.9 major earthquake, serious damage. 8.0 or greater, great earthquake, can completely destroy communities near the epicenter. Small earthquakes have been felt in parts of Tennessee and Georgia. Just 2 months ago, a small 2.3 magnitude earthquake occurred in Tryon, and 5 months ago, a very small 1.8 magnitude earthquake was felt in Dalton. So there you have it. That is going to be the news for today. That is going to be the podcast. Thank you for listening. And I've already said my handles, and as you heard, there's going to be changes to the podcast. And I will be back later, as my new outro says.
Thank you for listening to the ATS show on rockandroll100fm.com. Be back soon. 2018, all rights reserved. Kiss me.